This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Baraka Nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala lazal fi kitab al-taqwa, the book on righteousness and piety from Riyad al-Salihin, mentioned hadith 72, عن أبي طريف عدي بن حاتم الطائي رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من حلف على يمين ثم رأى أتقى لله منها فليأت التقوى رواه مسلم. In this hadith, عدي بن حاتم الطائي mentions the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he who has taken an oath, meaning to do something, but found something else better than that, which brings him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should do that which is better in piety, and he should expiate for the breaking of that oath. Rawahu Muslim. So, the last part, actually, addition in the translation. Let me explain the hadith for you. First of all, the question we need to ask ourselves, if you give an oath, do you have the luxury of breaking it as you wish? Ya Jama'ah. Like, I gave an oath, Wallahi, I'm not coming into your house. And then I start smelling, mashallah, the biryani coming from through the door. And you enter the house. What happens there? Do you have the luxury of saying, I swear I'm not going to go into the house, and you just go ahead and just enter the house? You don't have that luxury. You have the luxury of what? Not making an oath or giving an oath. Because there is no obligation you to give an oath. No obligation. Even if someone says, swear by Allah, do you have to? Unless it's in the court of law, that's different. In front of the judge. He says, you need to swear by Allah. He goes, I don't want to. No, the judge has the right to force you to do that as part of the process. But outside of that, no obligation. If you make an oath and you say, I swear to God, I'm going to do this. Or I swear to God, I'm not going to do this. Now it becomes obligatory upon you to fulfill that. Unless it's haram. Unless it's haram. So in this case, you're not supposed to fulfill that. But what if it's something neutral? Or something that was not the best. Like, for example, you and your neighbor has some issues, and you said, you know what, I swear to God, I'm not gonna come into your house. I'm not gonna come into your house. And then after a few days, you thought about it, astaghfirullah, he's my neighbor. So what do I do in this case? I said, well, I gave an oath, I can't go into your house anymore. Or should I break that oath and do that which is best? This hadith speaks about that. So the Prophet ﷺ says, قال من حلف على يمين. If you give an oath for something, ثُمَّ رَأَى أَتْقَى مِنْهَا لِلَّهِ مِنْهَا فَلْيَأْتِ التَّقْوَى. And you see something that is more righteous, I mean, it brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you should do that. You should do it and break your oath. Now, can you imagine the Prophet is recommending that you break that oath? Why is that? Because what's the purpose of that oath? Is to do something righteous or prevent you from doing something that is wrong. But now when you see something better than that, than all of this, it's okay to break that oath and come and do that which is best. So if your neighbor says, listen man, I know the other day we had some issues, but I would like to invite you for a cup of tea. Should I say, well, I gave an oath, I'm not going to your house. I don't want to pay the expiation. No, you need to break your oath, drink that cup of tea in his house, and then you do the expiation of the yameen, the oath. You do that. Again, remember the subject of what is more righteous. You make an oath, for example, Wallahi, I am going to go for Umrah this year or this month. And then, subhanAllah, there's an opportunity for you to use that money for something more righteous and better for you. In this case, I break the oath and put the money where it's supposed to be for that which is better. Again, all in regard to what brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the main measurement for what is considered taqwa over here. So that tells us that taqwa has the power to override an oath, ya Jama'ah. Your taqwa has the power to override that oath because you made that oath with the intention of bringing taqwa to you. Like you want to come closer to Allah by that oath. There is something better than that will override that oath that you just have pronounced. Now, when you do that, you still need to pay the expiation for the oath. And what is that expiation for the oath of Jama'ah? What are they? Do you know? If someone expiates, if wants to expiate an oath, if you break an oath, what is the expiation for that? Kafaratul Yameen, huh? Huh? 3 day fasting right away. No, it's not. It is not 3 day fasting. That's a very common misconception. There are two steps. There are two steps. Step one is to feed 10 needy people, or to buy them clothes, or to free a slave. That's step one, to choose one of these three. To choose one of these three. If you couldn't feed 10 needy people, or buy them clothes, or free a slave, if you couldn't do either one of these three, that's when you go to 3 days fasting. Because I couldn't do that. Many, many people these days, every time they break an oath, khalas, I'll fast 3 days. Mashallah, mashallah. What about all the needies that need your generosity? Of course. So I'm always doing Mondays and Thursdays, so bismillah, I'll count that as well too, inshallah ta'ala. No, you can't do that. So the expiation of the oath, first of all, you have to put the effort to find 10 people to feed them or to buy them clothes. And if you cannot do it yourself, give it to one of those organizations, a trustworthy organization that can help you with that, inshallah ta'ala. And then if you couldn't do that, that's when you go to the 3 days fasting, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who always seek that was taqwa, ya rabbil alameen. Wallahu alam. Any questions, Jama'ah?
But what if this hadith opens the door for personal interpretation or of what is better for taqwa, what is not?
So the question is, would that hadith open the door for people to start making their own judgment on what is considered more righteous? The answer is no. We said righteous in terms of what we owe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're unable to know which one is which based on the evidence from the Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then ask those who are learned, who are more educated than you are. So for example, which one is more righteous, Jama'ah? Let's say, you swore by Allah that I'm not going to enter your brother's house, your own blood brother house, okay? And then your mom tells you, I want you to come and take me to your brother's house. I want you to come in with me to your brother's house. So what do you do in this case? Which one is more righteous, Jama'ah? To keep your oath or obey your mom? Obey your mom. So in this case, it's okay to break the oath. So that's what's righteous. Why is that? Because we have this in the Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's not a matter of personal taste. It's a matter of proof and evidence, inshallah ta'ala.
Isn't it better to play it safe and go to more like
Of course. I mean, it's always better to ask someone who's more learned than you are so you can decide that for you. Wallahu a'lam. Yes. I don't understand which
60
days. The 60 days kafara. Okay, I see what you're saying. So if there's a kafara that someone needs to expiate a sin of committing an offense that requires 60 days fasting, those are needs to be back to back, which means 2 months back to back. But for these 3 days, they don't have to be back to back. Naam. Wallahu a'lam. If someone makes an oath to do something haram, like cutting ties with family, with mom and dad, and so on, do they need to make a kafara for this oath? Now, some of the ulama, actually, as a matter of fact, the ulama, they say that yameen is not even valid to begin with. It's not valid. So therefore, it doesn't require kafara, it requires serious and sincere tawbah. Some ulama as well say they still need kafara, because regardless, you made an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something haram like this, you still need to pay the penalty. But it's greater than any penalty. It's sinful, you mean, to begin with. So therefore, they say kafara, it's if you do something that can be fixed. But this one cannot be fixed at all. The oath itself is haram to begin with, so it requires a sincere tawbah. Wallahu a'lam. No. So how is Allah subhanahu doesn't hold you accountable for unintentional oaths? That's what you're referring to is called yamin al-lagh. Yamin al-lagh is when you don't really mean to bear an oath as much as a moral, like a part of the language. Like what? Someone take you from the masjid to go to their house, go, come on in for a cup of tea. Say, no, I don't have time, I have to go. Wallahi, you're going to come in. Wallahi, I'm not coming in. Wallahi, you're going to come in. Wallahi, I'm not coming in. Right? That's called yamin lagu. It doesn't count. And people should not be even doing that, but it's called lagu. But the yamin al-mu'aqqada here, the yamin al-ma'quda, which means the one that you really, really, by heart and mind, you make it, yani you pronounce it. That's what it means. Wallahi. Yes?
So I feel like, let's say I'm going to your house, like 10 o'clock, wallahi, but then something comes up, and let's say I'm on the way, but
Like if someone I tell you come to my house, you say, okay, wallahi, I'll be there by 10 o'clock, right? And then something came up, I couldn't come. So in this case, what do I do? Still have the 10 people still, right? So if you don't do it, in this case, you still are liable for that yameen.
What if it's an emergency, something, you got a wreck or something, you were on the way there.
And you just, something happened, like an accident on the way there? That's different. Now you're going to bring me a different scenario right now. What if I die? What if this? What if that? If there were some excruciating circumstance, that's different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afu wa ghafur. But if you didn't go because, I'm too tired, I don't have time for this right now, then you owe that kafara over here. Now Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has an interesting principle. I'm worrying. I always worry about bringing it to the people because people, they're going to take this. Like, wow, I will take this opinion, inshallah ta'ala. His opinion is that you are allowed to make istithna fil yameen li sana. Like you can always put a clause on your oath up to 1 year. What does that mean? If you say today, I swear to God, I'm not going to enter this person's house. All right? And then 6 months later, he invites you over. You remember you made that oath 6 months ago. According to Ibn Abbas, if you say, Insha'Allah, which means if Allah wills, now that invalidates that yameen, the binding status of that yameen, according to Ibn Abbas. So therefore, khalas. But if you say Insha'Allah, you're good. The majority of the ulama, or actually all the ulama, besides Ibn Abbas's opinion, they say no. Al-istithna, that exception, or that that clause, should be at the time of the pronouncement of the yameen. What does that mean? Look, wallahi, I'll come to your house at 10 o'clock, inshallah. If you say it at the time when you pronounce the yameen, then it's valid. So if you couldn't come, there's no kafara. But if you say, wallahi, I'm coming, khalas, wallahi, I will come, I'll be there at 10. And then you don't show up. You can't come next day and say, inshallah. Only Ibn Abbas allows you to do that, but don't tell me Ibn Abbas' opinion is valid on this one. Wallahi. Yeah, avoid the yameen as much as possible. Last question, inshallah. If somebody makes an oath for something that's very impractical, like for example, wallahi, I will fast every Monday and Thursday in my life. That is wrong. You should still be do kafara for this yameen, and you can break Mondays and Thursdays as you wish. والله أعلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته